Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Gonna chop it up about some things on the Sonicast. It's your girl, Sana. What's up?
What's happening with y'all? DC is chilling.
Your player partner, G-Biz.
Let's get into it.
What's going on, y'all? We have to talk about a couple things right now. A couple major people in the limelight going through a couple things. One's really serious and one is what I would like to call the turn up. And when I say that, you know, I'm talking about Paul Pierce, from ESPN. You know, nobody, actually, I didn't really care about this man's personal life, right? Like, he's an NBA, correspondent or whatever he is, announcer, you know, he talks about the game. And I know a lot of people always kind of criticized him for always saying, well, if I was playing the game, if I was still in the league or whatever he was when he played with the Celtics, you know, that was like the most I'd ever really heard of this cat until the viral video, boy. And now the man is a viral situation in 2021. And apparently he's not even caring that he has had to part ways with ESPN and Disney. I know I would miss that Disney check. I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, I mean, you know, listen, the man played in the league for quite a while. He's received his just due for being a NBA champion multiple times over. Mm-hmm. He got a little something that's probably sat to the side. And I mean, while he misses the check, because I mean, obviously, you know, he still wants the notoriety. He still wants to brag on himself. He still wants to be able to make his change or what have you. I think he'll be all right. I think he's more so embarrassed about the fact. And you know how some people, when they're embarrassed, they just kind of play like everything is like just super cool.
I'm good. Right. I ain't tripping.
I think he's more so embarrassed about the fact that he was probably intoxicated publicly and just made a bad decision.
Right.
Really? Like, he made a bad decision. He know what, working for the House of Mouse, you got a morality clause that probably says that you shouldn't be, you know, having buns clapping behind you, and you know, whether or not you're home or somewhere else, right? And you got it off.
Biz, your thoughts?
Yeah, Paul is for sure. If you've continued to watch the story unfold, he continues to post in his latest video. He's sitting, chilling, you know. I got the backyard out here in Calabasas, so you can see how I'm chilling over the pool, you know. Got the view behind me, still smoking my hoop. I'm chilling, still smoking how I'm doing with the sunglasses on, because he probably was boo-hooing in the corner. Like to what you say, DC, Paul Pierce certainly has enough money to, you know, to live and survive, right? We know your pockets is probably good, Paul, but being an analyst after being an athlete keeps you relevant.
Mm-hmm.
People talk about Shaq a lot more because he is on television, right? People talk about a lot of these people because they're still personalities. Charles Barkley, Paul Pierce, right in that line, right? Yeah. But because ain't nobody like, oh, what's Ray Allen up to nowadays? What's going on with the shoot? No, because Ray tucked off with his money doing whatever he's doing. This has been keeping Paul in the public eye, which is good. It keeps him relevant. It keeps him hot. But this ain't the type of heat you want, you know? I think Paul will bounce back. You know,
can I say what this all boils down to before we even move forward? Because obviously, you know, DC knows Disney does not play. And I don't know if he's going to try to sue. Like, this is my personal life. This is my personal account or whatever. Mm. Social media will be the end of you in your profession, period. I mean, would our boss be mad if we had a live going on with like 10 strippers, you know what I'm saying? A pair of clippers on the back on an office chair, you know what I'm saying? Massages, talk about, hey, come through, where you at? You know what I'm saying? Like, he probably wouldn't, but we don't work for Disney and we aren't, you know, I don't know if he's even considered to be a high, you know, I don't think people look to him as a role model. Maybe some folks that really want to be in the league, but social media is a snitch. And guess who's behind that snitch?
You.
You. Because you want to do it for the look. And you want, oh, look at me. I got, you know, buns clapping behind me. I got strippers over my shoulders. I'm doing it big, even though when I'm an OG, I'm still out here relevant. I'm doing my thing. Cool. Be relevant to you. You're trying to be relevant to everybody else and show everybody how you get down for the look. And social media has ruined how many careers at this point? You know, whether it's racism, turn up, you know, like the list goes on and on and on. So the moral of the story is keep your depths off social media.
Well, yes, it is. It is. And also that is the case for the majority of people. I will say in the story of Paul Pierce, though, what is amazing to me is he already has received a six-figure job offer. I don't know if y'all saw this or not, but the website Cam Soda decided that they were going to give him a multi-number six-figure job offer to do sports and a sports analyst job while having strippers in the background on their website. And, you know, hey, Paul,
that's the life you wanted to
live. I mean, but hey, it lasts as long as it's successful. If that's the life you wanted to live and you wanted to have buns clapping behind you, that sounds like a perfect job opportunity to me.
That's a lane. He created a whole lane.
I mean, it's not like there's any other choices right now, Paul. So go ahead and jump on that. You know what I'm saying?
They gave me what's it called? Forget Complex gave Mia Khalifa a job a couple years ago. So if she can get a sports analyst job, there's something out there for you, boy.
Yeah, somebody gonna snatch him up. He the truth.
You're not gonna be unemployed. But again, stop ruining your current situation if you appreciate it, and keep that personal turn up, that drug addiction, the fact that you hate people of color, whatever it is, off of social media, because everybody's watching, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's watching and somebody's not going to appreciate it. And the last thing you want is for it to be the company that you work for that doesn't like it. So, I mean, I didn't see any problem with it. I kind of wish I got the invite. You know what I'm saying? Like they were playing some kind of, what they playing? Poker? They were playing bong?
Yeah, poker. He was playing poker after getting the fresh lineup and was going out to old Rachel. He said, Rachel, you in L.A., right?
Come through. In the hood, he's a king. With Disney, he's fired. So, you know, it is what it is.
Hey, man. Paul getting it going.
Now, he's living. He's got a new check. Congratulations, Paul. Thank you, DC, for the information. I'm glad he's got something. I really hope that lasts for him. There's a lane for it, for sure, because what men don't want to hear about basketball and watch buns clap? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? For sure, a lane for it. Let's talk about DMX real quick. And, you know, like we talked about the other day in the meeting when we met with our boss, I'm surprised we've had him this long, to be quite honest. Like, you know, different DMX has gone through different things, in and out of jail, you know, in and out of drug addiction and whatever. And although they're trying to veer away from the fact that it was a drug-induced heart attack, we all know that X has had a problem, right, over the years. As much as we love his music, and, you know, a lot of these cats in the industry got some sort of thing they're battling, right? So for us to be at this point, like literally through this week, I've gone every day, like, is today going to be the day that we lose DMX? And for the young folks out there who really didn't grow up on his music or whatever, you're like, oh, okay, who is this cat? He's a rapper. All right, I've heard of him, Party Up, yada, yada. But to a lot of us that saw him, you know, come back to back albums and this and that, and like, whatever, he's a hip hop legend, dude, like in his own right.
I mean, for sure. And like you said, Sana G, I mean, a man has had, you know, a lot of battles in the past. He's also had a lot of successes in the past and coming through those things and showing folks that there is an ability for you to, you know, defeat a lot of those demons and things. And we, you know, celebrated with him over this past year during that versus that he did with Snoop, you know, his dog versus dog. And we got to see X and see him talk about fighting a lot of that stuff and talk about pushing through that and thanking everybody for having his back over, you know, the amount of time that he's been a part of this industry and things like that. I mean, this dude, you go and look him up online, if you maybe just, you know, are older and been under a rock, or you're a young person and you look and you're like, well, who is this dude? Why do people celebrate him the way that they do? You can go on YouTube and you can see this dude performing in front of, you know, 250,000 people. Like, he, you know, was that guy, and everybody's hanging on the edge of, you know, every word that he put out there. So, you know, definitely someone who's been influential to a lot of us in a lot of ways. And somebody who, you know, we're hoping pulls through. And I mean, I've seen so much on socials this week. People are trying to be like, oh, well, you know, he overdosed, and, you know, other folks are coming out saying he didn't overdose, and it was just a heart attack or some kind of condition that was going through with just his regular health. Someone else tried to come out. TMZ had to come out this morning and say, you know, someone came out yesterday and said it was COVID-19, and they said no. His family came out and said that it wasn't that either. So really, the focus of, for me, is more so about hoping that whatever state this man is in, that he comes out of it and gets to really, you know, live the rest of his life fruitfully, instead of, you know, losing him in this way at this time.
Right.
That's what everybody's been praying for, you know. And ironically, rolling past the hospital that he's at and, you know, playing his music and playing that prayer, you know, playing Where the Hood At, Party Up, all these DMX records that really touched a whole lot of people. And I mean, the man's music is legendary. And you just got to hope that, you know, even if folks are saying he's in a vegetative state, well, I mean, no brain activity is, that's a difficult thing, if right. It is true, to survive from. Yeah, so you certainly just got to, right now, man, send love, play his music. You love seeing people talk about their experiences with them, send their praise, all on social media and on these things, man. So much love to X, and may he continue to dog, man.
He's one of those, like, real hood dudes, right? Like, we've seen him work out at the park in his project where he grew up. We've seen him publicly go through it with his girl or his wife. We've seen, you know, so many different things with this cat. And I feel like, you know, just on that alone, like, he kind of just stayed true to who he was, even with the, a dog needs a bone. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. And he had people barking all over the place, because a lot of folks kind of related to, as he showed his life and was unapologetic about it, you know, to now where you see hip hop artists, like, all they really care about is jewelry. And I got the new Bentley, and I got, you know, whatever, female rappers distorting their bodies to appease their audience and whatnot. So, you know, strictly on that level, it's like, you know, them cats who stay true to who they are, and they still relate, and they still sell records, and they are like, look, this is who I am. It's not ideal, but I'm gonna tell my story, you know, and this is what it is. And he sold dozens of records. He performed, like DC said, to thousands of people. And I don't know if he, you know, was a bad influence, I would say, influence. I would just say he was him, and that's what you got, was X all day long. So, you know, it's unfortunate. Like you said, all his kids have flown out to be by his side. We got the Rough Riders Bike Club outside of that hospital out there in White Plains in New York. And I just, every day, like I said, it's like, is today the day? And some people may not even hold him that high. You know, it's like, whatever. To me, because I was coming up as a young adult, you know, not to tell him myself too tough. But, you know, as his music was playing out, Slipping carried me through, I don't know how many broke breakups, family dramas, you know, whatever it was. So, you know, I don't know, man. It's going to be a sad day for me. I think I'll probably drop a couple tears when and if they decide to figure out if he's going to be able to function or not, and they decide to take him off what he's got going on right now. So it's just sad. And I, you know, again, we all know people who have dealt with some kind of addiction. And when you hold that person in a regard or you love them, you want to see them do better, it hurts. And you just want to be able to be like, what are you doing? Please snap out of it. Get yourself together. I need you here. We all need you here. You need you here. Do better. But life comes at you fast. And, you know, a lot of folks fall back on those drugs, on that alcohol, on that whatever it may be, X, Y, and Z. There's a list of addictions out there. So if you're out there listening and, you know, you're having issues with your significant or your kids or your family or, you know, you're just having crazy thoughts, there's help out there to get. And I just pray that all of you do go find it, because you may not value your life, but there absolutely somebody is by your side or your kids or whoever that does. And they need you here.
Right. That's real.
So anyway, we're going in on a downer today because I'm about to head to Lake Tahoe. You know what's crazy? I just was going out before we go to go see my brother in Fresno, coming off of rehab of COVID, 3 months in the hospital.
Yeah.
And I was playing records for Naya. I couldn't find Back in One Piece, but I was excited. And this was even before they announced that he had been taken into the hospital for a heart attack induced by drugs, whatever the report was. And I was playing Slip and I was like, Naya, you don't even understand how many times I played this.
Romeo Must Die soundtrack.
No, I know. I looked that up.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I think for some reason there's some...
Aaliyah's family don't release our music. That's what
exactly.
That is.
Exactly.
Oh.
So, yeah, there's some legal issues there because that song slap.
Right.
As soon as that beat come in, they have some weird version of it on... I'm not going to name the platform, but, you know. They had a weird version of it. I was like, okay, we can't even do this. This is disrespectful. And I turned it off. And I went to Slip It and a couple other records, man. So prayers up to DMX. I'm hoping he's going to be okay, but to be 1,000, it doesn't look good. So it's just a matter of time. But hopefully, again, you guys out there, if you're listening, you know, thank you, A, for listening to Sonic Cash. You know, we're on the radio in the Bay Area, 6 to 10 a.m. every morning. You can also get that on the free iHeartRadio app. But get the help you need, man. Even if you call us, 1-877-955-1061. We'll give you some words and put you in the right direction or whatever. You know, you're not alone out there.
Tap in.
Well, I appreciate y'all. Well,
that's going to wrap it up for the Sonicast today. Make sure you subscribe over there and listen to us every morning, 6 to 10 a.m. on KMEL in the Bay Area. You can get it on that free iHeartRadio app.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.